DW. Tejaswita Pradhan, 18 years old, and Shivani Gond, 17, from the picturesque town of Darjeeling in West Bengal, helped the police and a local NGO called Mankind in Action for Rural Growth to catch the sex traffickers. The two girls posed as girls willing to take up jobs in big cities. They befriended the traffickers on Facebook in May last year. Shivani still remembers how nervous she was.
We act as a very poor child, so we get her on Facebook and then we talk with them.
With help from the police, the duo initially befriended a girl who had gone missing from Nepal. The police believed that the girl was actually part of the syndicate and wanted the girls to connect with her. The girls managed to track her down to Delhi and befriended her on Facebook. They managed to gain her trust and told the Nepali girl they wanted to run away and look for jobs. Through her, they got in touch with various people who were part of the trafficking syndicate. They spent days communicating with several people in the ring by telephone. It took 3 months from their first contact to them setting up a date to meet. Tejaswita explains what motivated them to take on this mission.
If we succeed in doing this, we would save hundreds and thousands of girls just in one shot. And we decided to do that.
Tejaswita said they took precautions to protect themselves. She recalls the conversation she had with a girl from Nepal who is still on the run.
We gave our photos, we hid our identity, and then she said that we actually had to work as like pleasers to a guest who come to the hotels and all. We had to please them through physically, and that's when we knew instantly that they were actually like traffickers and this was not like a small case.
The girls were promised good money but were told they had to work as waitresses and sometimes even as escorts. They agreed to meet up at the Indo-Nepal border in Panitanki and waited in a hotel lobby for the people to show up. Plainclothes policemen were dressed as waiters and the NGO team as hotel staff. However, they were surprised to see four young boys, probably in their early 20s, approach them.
They just came and we don't actually think that they were supposed to be because they are very young and they came and say, let's go. And we don't believe that they were the real traffickers because they were so young. So I think they were college students. Then the police came and they arrested them when we gave the sign to that they were only the traffickers.
The Nepali girl they had been communicating with was not present, Shivani said. The girl was indeed part of the trafficking ring, but it was the kingpin who was subsequently arrested. Trafficking of girls is widely prevalent in the eastern state of West Bengal. Traffickers target the poor, and their targets do not have the means to track them. The National Crime Records Bureau findings show West Bengal as the hub of human trafficking in India, followed by Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, and Maharashtra. Many seek to migrate to other states for employment. Delhi serves as a transit point. Extreme poverty, lack of education and employment, and poor implementation of the government's minimum wage system in rural India makes girls more vulnerable to being trafficked. Many are sexually exploited too. Tejaswita and Shivani say they want all girls to know how to avoid falling prey to traffickers.
What I want to say is that together we can spread awareness among us, and since we are living in a social media era, and together we can is the motto actually, and that's it.
Murali Krishnan, DW, New Delhi. DW.